There's $728 billion left on our deficit tally, so let's start cutting. I'll begin with things I'm most eager to cut. Let's privatize air traffic control. Canada did it. It works better. The planes arrive on time. Then privatize Amtrak. Get rid of the subsidies for rail. That'll save $12 billion. Then another one of my favorites, end subsidies for public broadcasting like NPR. And the Small Business Administration. Businesses should borrow from banks. Repeal the Davis-Bacon rules that force governments to pay more for union workers. Cut foreign aid in half. Where are we now? You see the problem. All these much talked about cuts don't make much difference. We have to make much bigger cuts. My next guests say they know how we can cut $94 billion. Lisa Snell of the Reason Foundation and Anthony Davies, an econ professor at Duquesne University, have spent years studying education, and they say kids would be just as well off if we simply eliminated the federal education department. Anthony, we don't need this department?
If we look at it, K through 12 education in this country is considered about the worst in the planet. Now, contrast that with our college and university education, which is considered the best in the planet. And what's the difference between those two things? And the colleges and universities have to compete in a market environment. The K through 12 education doesn't.
So basically, if you look at the SAT, if you look at state tests, if you look at the national benchmarking, everything's been flat since 1970. The graduation rate, money's gone up and up and up, and everything is just flatlined. We've got no improvement.
And yet, President Obama's education secretary said districts across the country have been cutting for 5, 6, 7 years in a row. They're through fat, flesh into bone. The perception is that the kids are starving. We have to spend more.
Right. The United States spends more than any country in the world on our K through 12 education. We're at the very top in spending.
What if we had all the money in the world? Would you have a federal Department of Education?
You know, we have scarce resources. We don't have all the money in the world, and there's no reason to have the feds directing education. We need principals and teachers and families deciding what's best for kids.
Anthony, the Republicans used to say, eliminate the department. I don't hear that anymore. They get addicted to their turf?
The fact of the matter is they should be saying it. History has shown that we can spend and spend and spend, and we get no results. We're getting no results for a very good reason. We're missing the driver that drives quality education. That's parent choice. The way to keep education for the children is to put the power of choice back in the hands of the parents. Do like we do for food. The government doesn't run grocery stores. If people need food and can't afford it, it gives them food stamps. Education vouchers are the same thing. Give education vouchers, let parents choose what school they want to send their kids to, and you'll see overnight school quality improve.
And I should add, the countries around the world where parents have more choice, those kids do better.
Right. And absolutely in the United States, we have places where parents have choice and the kids do better.
Thank you, Lisa Snell and Anthony Davis.